everybody. Here we are, Cal Banyan with Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Podcast, video, internet, cast, whatever you want to call it. Hypnosis show with Celeste Hackett. Bring you important information, help you build your hypnosis practice, help you be a more successful hypnotist, hypnotherapist, wherever you are, whenever you are. We're here to help you out, and hopefully we're doing it in an interesting and fun way. Celeste, what's up?
Well, Cal, I'm here in Dallas, Texas. It is blistering hot, and things are going well. And I'm starting a new website, Dallas Hypnosis Uptown, which I'm trying to target higher income. And I'm going to actually do house calls.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
Good, good, good. Well, let me give a couple of, well, tell everybody what we're going to do today, and then I'll do our announcements, and then we can get on with it.
That sounds good.
This is where you're supposed to tell everybody what we're going to do today.
Oh, I thought you said you were going to okay, yes, what are we going to do today? Well, we are working on, and we will do, the 10 keys, finish the 10 keys, or at least do some more of the 10 keys, to starting your hypnosis practice on a budget. And we went all the way through key 4 last episode was hot. You'll have to find it and watch it because it's really good. I think it was really special. And we have some more great things to tell you that are going to, things that are going to really give you an edge on the competition, other hypnotists who are starting out.
Beautiful. Hey, if you are, you guys who are watching this, if you're seeing it anywhere except on calbanyan.com, you want to go there because all the good stuff, the extra information and links and resources, they're all down right below this video. All right, a couple of announcements before we get going. As always, I got them here on my computer screen. That's why you see me looking down here. The affiliate program, Everyone Loves Danny. We're getting such good feedback about Danny, our affiliate manager, helping people out, getting, making some money. And if you want to know about that, go to hypnosis.org/hypnosismoney. And the Weight Release Project, hey, my wife says I'm looking pretty good and that I've lost my belly. I think this might even help my business. What do you think? Do you think that maybe being slim and trim would cause a hypnotherapist to have more confidence than if he or she was overweight? So if you want to know a little bit more about how I'm doing it, just email me at calbanyan.com. What else is on my list? My goodness, we're getting fan mail. People love the hypnosis directory on hypnosis.org. They said, thank you, Cal, and it is making their phone ring. Thank you for your fan mail. We're just trying to find ways where we can work together smarter, not harder. And let's see, yes, I know I mentioned the 2 new training videos are coming out. I'm not ready to tell you what they are yet, but be patient. They will come, and you're going to like them a lot, I think. Check website www.hypnosiscenter.com to find out about the training schedule, about my Banyan Super Course, the NGH-approved hypnosis certification course with 5-path and 7-path, and also not just me, but we've got trainers all over. We've got them in Singapore and Australia and Lebanon and Texas. As soon as Celeste is open, she's going to open any day now. I just know it. And it's all there. It's all there on hypnosiscenter.com. Also, let's see, hypnosis.org. Free hypnosis seminars, meet the pros, the hypnosis store, tons of CDs, DVDs, books, all that kind of stuff, and Celeste's articles in the e-zine about the frugal hypnotist. She's already mentioned that. She might talk a little bit more about that before we get done. And of course, let's see, I think that's it. It's all yours, Celeste.
Well, now think about it. The frugal hypnotist doing the 10 keys to starting your hypnosis practice on a budget. If you're frugal like I am, or if you just don't have a lot of money to get started, then this is the series for you. And you can check out my articles at hypnosis.org. They're there now. Cal moved them over there where he's moving a lot of great information, so check it out. And you can also just look at some of these past episodes. We're on key number 5, but just to recap, first determine your budget. You want to do that because having a budget is helpful. It probably will be that you'll go over it a little bit if you're like most hypnotists. Cal did, I did, but it's nice to have a reference place. And secondly, you want to make a list of what you need to spend money on and shop around for the best prices. Of course, that's going to be how you know what your budget is. So maybe that one should have really been first. But also number three is don't scrimp on good hypnosis training. We went into great detail about that. It is of the utmost importance. And number four, save money by getting office training too. People who do sessions got to know how to take money and get clients and sell and market and stuff like that. If you don't do that, you're going to fail. I'm telling you, I did fail because I didn't know how to do that more than once. Now we're up to key five. And it is sort of a simple key that we kind of touched on just a little bit, but I wanted to put a little more emphasis on it. And it's take credit cards, but using Dial Pay. And I like this key because, first of all, just taking credit cards is going to increase your business. Taking credit cards saves you time and money and trips to the bank for deposits and stuff like that. It saves you wear and tear on the car, of course, a little bit. But the main thing is you'll book more clients since most people just love using credit. And you'll sound more professional because any place that really does business and knows how to do business uses credit cards. And your clients, your prospective clients, will instinctively get it that you are in business to make money and that you, you're doing this. And people, you know, they're going to get the feel that you're successful. Once I started taking credit cards, I just booked way more clients. Now, Dial Pay is a way that you can take credit cards without having that machine or having to have those little pieces of paper or anything. All you do is you set it up with your bank or with your merchant or the person who offers this service of taking Visa and MasterCard and all that. And what you do is you have a phone number that you call in, so like an 800 number, and then you dial in a code, and then you put it, you dial in or type in or punch in the credit card information on the card, expiration date, the credit card number, and then my company asks for street address, zip code, and I think that's about it. And then right there, you get, right as you're doing that, the person will either be approved or not. And once they're approved, then if you have a good company that you're doing this with, the money will be in your account within 24 hours. It's a pretty cheap way to go. Dial Pay, the one that I used when I first started out, was $9.95 monthly, $9.95 monthly. And it allowed me to accept Visa and MasterCard. To accept Discover and American Express would have been more money, so I opted out of that. And for each Dial Pay transaction, it's 2.4% of the sale plus 40 cents. And so, you know, I don't like spending that money, but for the service, it's really good. And I looked at my receipts, or rather my statements, and over 2007, what I paid to the merchant services who allow this service was about $130 per month in 2007. So, I mean, I thought that was a great deal. And in 2007, I grossed about $72,000. So to me, that was really worth it. And I really do think it added to my business. Cal, do you have anything to add to that?
You know what? I think that this is so important. You know, our center never would have gotten to the level it achieved in its first few years if we hadn't taken credit cards. I mean, we're just a credit card society. And people will always spend more if they can defer the payment. Do you have a website for information about Dial Pay?
No, but any of the ones, the merchant services that offer, you know, this ability to take Visa and MasterCard, if you ask them for Dial Pay, they know what it is.
Okay, well, while you were talking about it, I did a Google search and I found lots of websites. I just did a search for... what's it called? Dial Pay merchant account, and then lots of websites came up that are reporting that they charge about what you've been saying, and so it looks like it's a very popular thing.
Yes, and you can shop around, and I just got mine through my bank. And that was just the simplest way. Bank of America is where I got mine. I think actually it wasn't them, but somebody that they recommended or something, somebody that service that they use, if I recall. It's been a while. And you can, you know, always continually shop around and change services, because I think that sometimes they kind of will change a little bit and they'll go up on their prices. They'll sneak in little things and the little percentage increases. I probably should check mine again. And once you start taking credit cards, you'll start getting a lot of calls. You know, we want to offer you this percentage. And so you're always going to have the option of moving around. You don't sign a contract or anything.
All right. Good. Well, I'm all ears. Keep going.
Okay. So that's the fifth key. I think it's really important. And then the sixth key, which is really, really, really important if you're on a budget, and my favorite key, is consider working at home. Why? Well, the rent and the utilities are free. You don't have to spend gas money commuting or time. You can use your phone that you have at home. You can use your computer that you have at home. Now, some people don't like that, you know. They don't like you answering your home phone with family first hypnosis. My family goes, oh my God, because on my answering machine, I have this message, you know, hi, you've reached family first hypnosis, blah, blah, blah. But I just tell them press one and they can skip the message. So people who call you as family, you know, tough. One day maybe I'll have another phone, but right now this is what I do. So press one and get over it. So you can use the phone that you have if you want. And if you do, make a professional recording, of course. And you can also use your computer that you already have. You don't have to buy another computer, get another phone, and so on. And also, you'll get a tax write-off on the portion of the house that you use, which is nice for business. You can have that business office, home office tax write-off. And what I really want to make sure that you know is there are safety considerations when you work at home. And I go into detail on these in those articles and that I write that are at hypnosis.org in the directory. Just look for the frugal but professional hypnotist. That's right. No, the frugal but professional practice. Cal's kind of thrown me because he's been calling me the frugal hypnotist today. But go kind of Google that or look for that, and you'll find a lot of information on practicing from your home in a safe way. Keep in mind that it is always a risk, so be willing to take the risk. Otherwise, another great way to save on rent, which I also did this and I liked it a lot, is by subletting. I actually sublet an office from an acupuncturist for $300 a month, and it was in a medical building, the West Plano Medical Center, so it looked like real fancy on my website where my address was and everything. And when my clients walked in, there was a receptionist there, and it looked like a medical building. It was like a doctor's office before he got this office, and so it set up my clients already to just be ready to work with a professional person. Any comments, Cal?
Yeah, you know what? I can hardly wait. You said you're going to make a new tour video of your office. Are you still going to do that?
Well, yeah, I'll make a tour of the home office. Sure. It's not going to take very long. It's only going to take probably half an episode, but I'll be happy to do that.
Well, sure. I think that'd be great. I mean, after all, I did it. You can do it, right?
That's true. Can I show my garden, too? My organic garden?
Sure.
Okay, and the dog. No. All right, so my seventh key that I would suggest as you think about, you know, saving money and using your dollars in the best way to really have a hypnosis practice that is professional and really truly works is spend money on a website that looks good. And then if you don't know how to do what you need to do to optimize it yourself, then you need to pay somebody who knows how to do SEO. And the other thing I would suggest is that you learn how to update it yourself, if you can. This is one of the problems I've had with my website, is it's just too hard for me to update, and I would have had to learn Dreamweaver. I haven't had the time, but I am starting another website that's going to be more easily accessible to me. It's just a regular Joe who doesn't know that much about website stuff. If you can't optimize your site, another great thing that you can do, and when I talk about search engine optimization, for those of you who don't know, I don't know the technical lingo here. Cal is much better at this than I am. But you set up your website in various ways so that they're found. Your website is found on the search engine easily and hopefully on the front page when someone Googles hypnosis in your town. Cal, can you add to that in any way?
Yes, I can. I've been doing search engine optimization since about 1996. And boy, I mean, you could take a two-year degree just in search engine optimization. And then after 1 year, about 25% of that would be out of date. But let me give you some tips. One of the most important things you want to do is make sure that each page on your website has a different title. And there's a thing called a title tag. You want to make sure that important words occur in your website. Instead of just saying services, you want to go hypnosis services. You want to list hypnosis for stop smoking, hypnosis for weight loss. You want to use the words that people will use to try to find your site. And here's a very important tip. You want to list the actual city that you're in. Make sure your city is on every page, and also you want to have at least one page where you list on your website all the cities you want to service. So that'd be at least a 30-mile radius or your county around you, because people, they might be 15 miles away, but they're going to first search, you know, Jamestown, North Dakota, and then hypnosis, see if there's anybody local before they go a distance. And also, if you can, find a website that will link to you. And so there's link exchange programs and stuff like that. For example, hypnosis.org, in our premium listings, we allow you to link from our hypnosis.org, which has got great, as they call it, Google juice. It's got great page ranking. And when a good website like hypnosis.org links to you, then Google says, then this must be a good website also. So yeah, spend some time learning about that. But most people who are hypnotherapists are just serving a community or a set of communities. You don't have to go too crazy about search engine optimization like the Banyan Hypnosis Center. We service the world, and so we compete with everybody in the world. Your main thing is you want to make sure that you have enough content, you want to have relevant content about hypnosis, and you want to make sure search terms like the city name, hypnosis, hypnotism, hypnotherapy, whatever the relevant terms where you're at, are on there, and then Google will index you under those terms. And I think maybe me and one or two of my IT guys, we might do maybe we'll do one of these just on SEO. I know if you go back through my podcast, I did one probably about a year and a half ago. And most of that's still going to be very helpful. Celeste?
Yeah, I remember that. It was really good, and that'd be excellent for everybody. I'm certainly going to be a fan of that one when it comes through. So the eighth key, just moving on, back to the seventh key first. The seventh key is spend money on a website that looks good and then pay for SEO or somehow optimize your site. But I don't want to skip over too much spend money on a website that looks good. If you start looking around at some of your competitors in the area, a lot of them, the websites don't look friendly or professional, or when I looked at the ones in my area, they looked too clinical or too business-like. One of them looked like it could be a website for an architectural business or something. And so I kind of looked at who I was marketing towards, which to me are basically mostly women 18 to 54, I thought, but now I'm getting children and men too. But that's kind of where my website kind of targets in my mind. And so I made mine look more like what I would think would be like a magazine that you pick up at the grocery store. I like First Magazine. I wanted it to be female friendly and look warm, professional, and friendly, approachable. And so do something that, looks professional and friendly, but don't make it Cal and I have gone over and over this. You don't want to put dragonflies and butterflies. Don't do it yourself. Get a good design. Recently, I was kind of surprised when I was kind of researching website designs, and I noticed that If you search family dentistry, a lot of those websites look like something that, you know, any member of the family would go to. They put, you know, family pictures on there, and they know how to do it. And just the design. And I started thinking that if I ever did another website, that I would, you know, follow that model a little bit and start really looking at some of those. And those will kind of get you started. Just my opinion, but, you know, look at them and see what you think.
You know, as you're talking about that, yeah, you just want it to look professional. If you get too esoteric and metaphysical, you're going to turn off a lot of people. And unless you got more clients than you could ever handle and you just want to, like, specialize in past life regression, you really want to make it to look professional. You know, like, and Celeste's website is a wonderful example of that.
Yeah, because you want to be a generalist and you want to reach the major portion of the population. Remember, we're starting a successful practice on a budget. I changed it because it was going to be 10 keys to starting your hypnosis practice on a budget. But now I'm thinking, okay, successful practice on a budget. I changed it because I want you to do some things that are going to make you some money. I don't know about you, but I'm not in this just to, you know, have a hobby. I want to make a living. I want to do it full time. Most people who start, that's their goal. If that's your goal, you're going to have to take some things that maybe initially you thought you didn't want to do that much, but you'll find that it's very fascinating, and you'll like all the different aspects of it. If you're like me, I used to think I didn't want to do weight loss, for example, or stop smoking. I thought that would be very boring. But the more I learned what causes weight loss and what causes the smoking habit, and the more I realized I was working with those causes, just like the causes of anything else. If you're doing past life regression, you know, you're doing the causes of something, typically, unless you're doing it for recreational purposes, you're trying to find the cause of something. So it's all very interesting. I guess we'll move on to the eighth key.
Celeste, let me interrupt.
Okay.
I want to get a little plug in on here, and then we might have to wrap it up. Check the time. But when you're selecting a trainer, I suggest that you select a trainer that knows some of this stuff and can help you. For example, all of our graduates, for a year, they get a free listing in hypnosis-directory.com. And if you were, and they're also able to buy ad space, a very reasonable rate, on four or five of our other very popular hypnosis websites, and that helps to generate clientele right there. And while Celeste was talking, I just did a Google for Dallas hypnosis. Now you got to think, there's got to be hundreds, if not thousands, of options for hypnosis services within a 30 to 60 mile radius of Dallas. And I see that, you know, our listing comes up like a number two or number three for one of our students in Dallas. And Celeste comes up as number three on Dallas. So that's our hypnosis directory. All of our grads get that for free for a whole year. And that's only like $25 a year after that. And then right underneath that is Dallas's familyfirsthypnosis.com. And if it's like with Google, if you're not on the first page or second page at the very least, you don't even exist. You're going to find there's a million different hits there, and people are going to look at one or two pages max, and then they're going to try some different search terms. So that's how we doing on time.
It's time to go. I definitely wanted to tell them about having my link to my site on your site, which I happily pay you for every month, because it is so good. And that's going to be coming up. We're going to talk a little bit more about that in the next key, where we talk about using the internet for marketing and advertising. And so please join us. You're going to really get a lot out of it. You're going to learn some things that you may not have thought of that will really help you to be successful, even if you have a small or a medium-sized budget or you're on a budget. If you're opening a practice, you want to be successful, yes, you're going to have to do a little bit of work. You're going to have to spend some money. But the things I'm telling you to do, you're going to spend this money to make money. So these things are important, but they're going to make you money, so they're worth it. The money that you do spend, it's either money that you have to spend, you know, or it's money that you're going to spend that's going to cause you to have more income. And some of these things are so important and so powerful. You don't want to miss any of them. Okay, that's it for me, Celeste Hackett. We'll see you next time with the rest of the keys.
All right, check her out at familyfirsthypnosis.com. Always go to the home site for this video, calbanion.com. Always check out hypnosis.org. www.thefatbodybuilder.com. If you want to find out how I am getting a flat tummy and I'm getting ready for a 100 mile bike ride, feeling energy, healthy, like it's like a way back machine, email me at calbanion.com and I'll show you what it's all about, send you a bunch of information. In the meantime, this is Cal Banion signing off. This recording is the property of Cal Banion and Cal Banion's Banion Publishing Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without written permission.